Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High. Our boy Matt's in here tonight for Mafia, who's got bubonic plague. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Listen, go to geico.com. I swear to God, you can save a bunch of money. How about 15% in like 15 minutes? Is that good enough for you, Romeo? Don't forget, PharrellOnTheBench.com. All my picks, every day, every sport, all ranked, favorite to least. I kill it. Everybody knows it. It doesn't matter what sport, even boxing and MMA, we kill it. And then college and pro football, unequaled. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Lie to your wife. Hide the money. That's what I would do. I would recommend that. Oh, so anyway, Carver High, I know it's very important to keep up with the Pharrell, let's just get down to it, the Ass Chronicles. I'm having, as you know, Monday, a Pharrellinoscopy. So tomorrow, today I went for the EKG. And tomorrow I go for the CAT scan. Now, people say, why would you get a CAT scan for Pharrellinoscopy?
I'll scan your cat.
There you go. So I'm actually going because they have questions about my other organs. In other words, they want to see to make sure there's no problems with my innards because I have a family history of cancer, apparently. My mother died of breast cancer. My sister had colon cancer. So now 34C is demanding that I go get checked every, 3 years. This would be the three-year window. The window is closing. I need to, it's now time for my Pharrellinoscopy. And the great Gregory Galena, Gregory American, my colorectal surgeon, will be doing the surgery on Monday morning. He'll be doing the proceeds. He'll be getting involved. And then the bottom line is tomorrow I have a CAT scan because they want to see if there's any noticeable problems with my organs or masses or growths or spots or blah, blah, blah. And then none of that stuff sounds fun to me. But the one thing that I wanted to tell you I have to do at 8 in the morning, I have to chug this, like, venom. It's like literally, like, it's that iodine stuff. It's like, glow in the dark. It's like nuclear. It's a nuclear concoction that I'll be drinking tomorrow morning. Now, listen to this. I have to drink a full bottle of one at 8 in the morning. Then at 10:30 in the morning, I got to drink another half bottle. Then I go to the hospital, and I have to finish the other half right in front of them. So I'll drink two of these bottles of this stuff tomorrow, this venom. And then I'll have the procedure. And then I'm playing in this basketball game tomorrow night for all ballers in the playoffs. Not good. As you know, we've had a horrible season. Our team has fallen on hard times. We're like the Pirates.
You're going to get racked tomorrow night.
Going to get racked. You're already taking the other team, Baker's dozen.
Whatever they're laying.
Lay it.
You guys are a broken team right now.
Brogan.
You got so many guys who don't care about the product on the court.
And they don't pass.
They don't pass. You guys got.
And Mafia's got the flu.
I think that you guys, what you really need to do is
call it a day.
Not only call it a day, but maybe after you get eliminated tomorrow night, I think that the brain trust of this team
break it up
probably needs to get together and go their separate ways and figure out a new plan, a new way to go forward.
Divest, like, just you gotta break it up.
You built a history off of all these titles, and it's been a long time since you won one. So
8 championships of success, 8 finals failures though, 8-8 in championships.
Yeah, it's time to shut it down and just rebuild the brand. Maybe get even like a new team name, just start completely fresh.
Wait a minute.
With everything.
Wait a minute. Now you've gone too far. Now you're telling me to eradicate Pharrell Ballers?
Yeah, like just start everything over.
Get rid of the name and everything?
Hang that one in the rafters.
I've lost my ownership stake in the league.
You can put your name in the new team's name too if you want to, but I think it's time to.
I would never do that to you or your teams. You never see me screwing over your Bills or Islanders. I could easily, purposefully hurt your Islanders on a nightly basis and talk crap about them and spit on them and everything else. I never do that. And now here you are telling me to eradicate my team and the name of the team. Get rid of the franchise completely. Sell it. Move to Quebec. Move to where?
I'm telling you, sell the team.
Where's everyone with the team now? Seattle? Where is it? It's Portland.
Seattle's getting a team.
Portland. Kansas City.
Right.
They want an NBA team.
I'm not telling you to sell.
Or no,
the
they
team,
want NHL in Kansas
I'm
City.
I'm telling you to rebrand the team.
How about I do like the other teams and get three players that play pro in Europe to play on my team? Maybe sign some pro players.
You do that too.
You know, because I'm not going to pay the pro players to play in the league like the other guys do. I hate those mother Pharrellers. I really do. Jerry Jones used an incredible analogy to explain how he'd been there before, so he's not worried about the Dak and Zeke and Cooper negotiations. He said, quote, picture you were a driver of a car and you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off, but you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down, you're spurting blood. You open the door and run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock. The educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes, and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. So I'm squeezing and waiting for help. What is wrong with this
guy?
Let
me just tell you something, all right?
Is this not the worst statement in the history of sports? I gotta tell
you, this is what they really need to do.
What is going on?
Put
him out to pasture.
They got to shut him down. Like, honestly, just let Stephen Jones, you know, let him be the focal point. Let him be the guy that talks to the media and does the interviews and does all that.
Right.
Honestly, what was all that you just read?
What just happened?
What was all that?
I don't know.
He's one of the all-time icons, ownership icons of the league.
But now he's getting a little...
You got to shut him down.
He's not exactly lucid anymore.
Shut him down. That's it.
Jesse in Wyoming, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's happening, dude?
Eating some Carl's Jr.
Oh, awesome, bro. I was at the In-N-Out Burger in Cali, and right next door they had a Carl's Jr. competing with it.
Right next door to each other?
It was not going well for the Carl's Jr. What are those Cali taco places called? Del Taco, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I used to eat at those, too, but only when I was just completely baked out of my face. Because I knew that if I ate there, I would have just automatic problems with my garage. Like, the next day, it was an automatic problem. It sounds like I can hear the crickets and the stars
out
and
on
everything.
The deck here?
Are you out on the back deck partying tonight?
Yeah, we are, but we're talking about the Raiders, man.
All right. So what about them? Is this just not going well? What is happening here? Jesse, what did you want to say about the Raiders? All right.
Little Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to get into, we're fan.
I am. This is making no sense to me. It's Chinese at this point.
I talked about shutting Jerry down. I'm going to have to shut Jesse from Wyoming down, too.
It was all just, I mean, we're going to bring them
all
down
together. I got to tell you, I will say, that was one of the
worst calls ever.
Well, okay, we could put that there. But aside from that, that was some of the clearest cricket chirping I've ever heard on a...
I mean,
on a phone before. That's the.
It really was fantastic.
Cricket chirping I've ever heard.
It really was. I mean, I really felt like I was in Wyoming. I was at Yellowstone. I was at Yellowstone National Park right there.
Remarkable.
Antonio Brown, they wanted to talk about him. He's back from his little hiatus of the helmet. And he was there, came out on the field 11 Pacific time, right before practice ended. He's grateful to be there, blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to hear it. Here's the deal. The issue with the helmet has been bothering him forever. I don't even care. I just don't care. He's got frostbite on his feet. That's a problem. He said it really is a problem for him cutting and running and stopping and everything else.
I'm interested to watch this Hard Knocks tonight, maybe tomorrow morning when I get home.
So you actually watch that show?
I didn't watch last week's because I heard it was so boring. I didn't watch it, but I want to see how they address the whole Antonio Brown helmet and foot thing.
I've never really watched that show ever.
I've watched seasons of it in the past.
Really?
I find some of it interesting.
Did you like that show Ballers that they had on HBO?
I actually didn't think it was too bad.
Matt, you liked it?
I watched a little bit of it.
And you watched how many? Like, it's they've had a few seasons.
I've lost track. I haven't been tuned in. I haven't watched probably the last two seasons.
Is it still on?
I believe it is. I saw commercials for a new season.
Isn't Dwayne Johnson on there, The Rock?
Yes.
Isn't he like a super agent? You watch that show, Matt? Have you watched all of it?
I only watched the first two seasons.
So did you, you know, I don't know. Do you watch Animal Kingdom? Do you like that show? Have you ever watched it on, you don't know what that show is? Carver, you don't watch that show?
I do not.
Okay. It's on TNT, dude. You're missing out. It's the best show ever. It is just the greatest show ever. Did you, like, apparently, we're working on getting that guy, Ben Robson, on the show. He's the guy that plays Craig on the show. The one I was talking about last night where he does, dude, what's wrong with you, bro? That's your nephew, dude. I mean, you can't even, like, say hi to your nephew, bruh. He plays the best surfer, dude, ever on this. Just this stone surfer, dude, who, you know, is a burglar. You know, by profession, they're thieves is what they are. They do jobs and they rob people of their loot and jewels and money and sandwiches. Eli Manning starting all 16 games this year. That's not happening either. What do you think of that plan? Mara said he's our starting quarterback. Oh, it's so funny when they try to sell us that BS that he's our starting quarterback. He's the failed old man quarterback now, isn't he?
We're going to find out quickly, that's for sure.
He said he hopes Daniel Jones never sees the field this year. That would be the ideal word. You'd like to see that. At the end of the day, this is going to be a decision by the head coach if Daniel ends up playing this year or if he says so, right? He has all the juice, right? Not the Tish guy?
Mara's got the juice, yeah.
Mara's got the juice. He's
the bigger cheese.
Do you think that winning that game and going 5 for 5 with a touchdown was a bad thing for him because of, you know, the fact that he was 5 for 5 and threw a touchdown, that they've now made him out to be this perfect quarterback after one preseason game of meaninglessness against the lowly Jets?
I really hope that nobody is taking that game last week into any consideration whatsoever when they talk about the kid.
Manning knows his future's on the back burner. He said, yeah, I think it's fair. I've never been one to ever worry about contracts and things like that, and I won't start now. That's in French. He's lying through his teeth. So here's the deal. If you don't think he knows that his days are numbered and that they drafted that kid, Daniel Jones, to replace him.
He's got to, like Mara said, he's got to play well and win games.
He's got no wiggle room.
Right, but if he plays well and wins games, he's going to be playing. That's it. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
When is the last time he played well? He's been terrible.
Look,
for at least 2 years, he's been terrible. I mean, really bad. You don't think?
I don't think that.
Or just they're bad.
I think a lot of it is they're bad, to be quite honest with you. Is he one of the top, you know, 15 quarterbacks in the NFL? No. But I also think that he had some really bad personnel on the offensive line the last 2 years.
So Josh Rosen, Flores is the coach in Miami, in case you didn't know that. He talked about Josh Rosen. I thought he practiced okay from the naked eye. I think he has got to do a better job getting guys in and out of the huddle, his communication, his body language. There are some plays where he didn't like, and we just have to move on to the next play. That's the case for him and all quarterbacks. But I think at that position, that's something that's part of the evaluation as well. But he got in there with some of those other guys, and I thought he did an okay job. That just does not sound
good. That does not sound good at all.
When you start talking
about the quarterback's body language and things like that, see, Josh Rosen needs to go in there, he needs to perform, and he needs to take control of that team. Because if Flores, this is his first time being an NFL head coach, he's going to go and have this kid who is getting an opportunity to go. He leaves Arizona, you know, thrown out of Arizona after one year, comes to South Beach, got an opportunity to be the Dolphins quarterback instead of them drafting one next year, and he's going to show up and not be into it as it sounded
so
like.
So it sounds like he's not in favor of some of their play calling and their the moves they're making in the huddle, like run this play, and he like doesn't like it, and then he mopes.
Right, and all Flores then has to do is go, oh, okay, is that how it's going to be? Because I've got this guy that's been in the league for a billion years, who's played for a billion teams. I'll just play him.
And you just sit over there.
Can we just play him?
And then we'll get rid of you.
We'll do that.
Because that's what will happen. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Bills. And is Drew Brees on the downturn now? Or is he going to make it to the Super Bowl in this last crack, basically, with Sean Payton? Those days are numbered, don't you think? Or do you think they're going to keep going on and on like Tom Brady and Belichick forever in Foxborough? That sounds like a movie, Forever in Foxborough, they could do with Tom Brady. Because most people think he's going to play forever.
You just titled the 30 for 30 right there.
It really is. Forever in Foxborough. Forever together. Bill and Brady. It's unbelievable.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so a lot of people, I've been getting all these, tweets and everything and messages and emails and everything about the situation with the show in Boston. So, listen, we're on from 1 to 2 a.m., it would appear to us on 93.7 WEI in Boston now every night at 1 to 2 in the morning. That's it. And it is what it is. And so, we're on there. And then if that's not enough for you, I can understand your frustrations. It is this simple. Like, just download the radio.com app and you'll have that on your smartphone or whatever, or at home on your, computer or whatever. And believe me, it works fantastic. 4 hours uninterrupted. You know, I have nothing to do, just so you understand this a little better. I have absolutely zero, less than zero, to do with stations programming, okay? So they run these stations all over North America, and I have nothing to do with it. Zero. Absolutely zero. So there's nothing I can do about what they do and how they run their stations or what they air and when they air it or how many hours they air or what they run instead or preemptions or baseball or basketball, hockey, football. I don't control anything of that nature. Okay, so we're clear? So I have nothing to do. There's nothing I can do for you, nothing at all, except make life real easy on you. Just download the radio.com app and the show's on 4 hours uninterrupted. Is there anything easier than that? This is a day and age in a world we live in, technologically speaking, that is really simple. Download the radio.com app for free on your phone, and you will have all 4 hours every night uninterrupted. What is so hard about that? I mean, you'd have to be an absolute drip to not be able to figure out how to do that. Just do it. Have somebody else do it for you. If you can't figure it out because you're so stupid or stoned, then get somebody else to do it for you. It takes 2 seconds. And then you get your favorite CBS Sports Radio. You listen every night. All 4 hours. You don't have to worry anymore about what they do here, there, what's on, what isn't on, why don't they air me anymore, all this other. I don't have anything to do with that, just so you know. So that is the easiest way. Carver, is that not the easiest way to handle this problem?
It is. And the radio.com app, I know for me, I have an Apple phone. It hooks, when I plug it into my car, it comes right up on my screen. I can listen to all stations. Like, I put the guys in Pittsburgh on.
So you blueberry it or whatever?
When I hardwire it in and I plug it right into my car,
oh,
it comes up. It's like Apple CarPlay I have on my car. So the radio.com is part of that. All the stations are listed there throughout the country.
I don't understand. Like, so you're telling me, like, so Bluetooth on my phone, let's say I have that. Can I Bluetooth this radio.com through?
Depending on what.
Through my phone,
car,
under the car.
You should be able to.
Right.
Depending on what setup you got in your car, yeah.
Right.
I got a 2019, I plug it in and it comes right up on the screen, the radio.com app. I can pick all the different stations.
That's great.
And you can also, if you just listen to the podcast too.
There you go. That's another way to listen to it. Like, if you can't stay up this late because you're so much of a femme that it's too late for you, then just listen to the podcast every day, right? And then you put that on, what, Twitter? And
yeah, well, it's a couple times a day. It's on the radio. The podcast is on the radio.com app too. Just type in Pharrell on the Bench.
It's just so easy to listen to the show. It's unbelievable to me how all I hear about, I get thousands of these a week, people complaining about it's only on for an hour. Listen, bro, I mean, honestly, crack a beer, roll a fatty, download the app in 2 seconds, and then you get all 4 hours every night. Never again will you have a problem. And you can sit around complaining all day about what stations air what, and all you have to do is download that thing in 2 seconds, and then you listen to all 4 hours uninterrupted. It's just the greatest thing. The podcast is uninterrupted. There's no commercials on that. The live 4-hour show is interrupted with commercials, right? So it is what it is. And at that point, if that doesn't work for you, which it does work, but if that doesn't work for you, like you just don't want to do that, well, then I can't help you. I just, you know, there's nothing I can do for you. If you are unwilling to download that app, then you're a moron, honestly, because it's just too easy. Just do it. Like I said, if it's too much for you, have someone else do. Here's what I do. Whenever I can't figure out something on the phone or on the, you know, I just have my kids do it because they're 10 times smarter than me. I'm like, here, do this. And they do it in 5 seconds. And then I got the problem solved. There you go. So the Bills, Carver High, I was seeing this Albert Breer guy covering the Bills. And tell me about these players real quickly. Tremaine Edmonds, they're very excited. They're very high on him. Is he the highest graded player on that team now? Like, he's the man.
Well, he was a rookie last year. He played just about every game, really grew and developed at the middle linebacker spot, still 21 years old. Going to be a really good player for them.
And Ed Oliver, how's that going? The kid out of Houston.
I like what I've seen. The couple series that he played last week in that first preseason game, he was lined up against Quentin Nelson from the Colts a couple times. He held his own. He was pretty good.
Devin Singletary.
Yeah, I need to see more from him. He's the back that they took in the third or fourth round, something
right.
like that. He's going to be the younger back, obviously, with McCoy and Frank Gore there. He's going to be the young guy they're going to need to be a bit of a game breaker. Well, let's see what he can do.
And then tell me about Mitch Morse's injury and how it's affecting the front line, and what are they going to do with Cody Ford, because he can play multiple positions.
Yeah, well, Morse has been in the concussion protocol for what seems like a week and a half, 2 weeks now, maybe more. And he's the guy that runs that whole line. So when he's not in there, guys got to shift around. Ford, they drafted in the second round out of Oklahoma. Very versatile player. They've had work in him, like they said, right tackle, right guard. They need Morse to be healthy so that they can line everything up properly.
And how much do you think Cole Beasley is going to help Josh Allen? And then how much do you think his big arm is going to show up this year? Like, instead of last year, he was kind of running with the ball. People got all excited how tough he was. When are we going to finally see this guy slinging it with that big arm?
Well, he's got options this year to where instead of having to run for his life, he's going to have a little bit of a line. And he's got a guy like Beasley who is going to work around the sticks, give him an option to throw the ball a little shorter if he's got to get rid of it quicker. So it's going to be a big year for him, a big step-up year he needs.
All right, we'll talk about Drew Brees when we come back and the rest of the stack. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, including it looks like your boy Boomer's getting a new show, an interview show. I just hope that, he makes a lot of money. That's all that matters is everyone around here. I want everyone around here to make tons of money. That's the key to everything, I think, is quality sandwiches and making lots of money.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Nathan Eovaldi won't start tomorrow against the Indians after pitching in the eighth inning. Tonight he'll be available out of the bullpen. The Giants ended up beating the A's 3-2. Bumgarner, one earned run over 7 innings. We told you earlier the Twins beat the Brewers in that game. I'm watching the end of these National League games. I will say the Indians and Rays have the wild cards right now in the AL, and the A's are 2.5 back. Red Sox 8 out. Nats cards have the wild cards in the National League. Brewers 1.5 out. Phillies, Mets 2 out. Diamondbacks 2.5. And Giants 3.5. Reds 6.5. It's looking a little difficult for Cincinnati, but stranger things have happened. You could go on one of these tears. We were talking about it last night, like the Mets have been on. The Pirates, 10-5 over the Angels. That one's in the ninth. The Rays lead the Padres 7-5. That one's going to the bottom of the ninth. And that's it in terms of what's left. So do you believe this story? The Saints enter the season with a 15% chance of winning the Super Bowl, according to ESPN's Power Football Index, whatever it is. In 2018, Brees was great, and then he wasn't. Through the first 11 games, the guy was on fire. The Saints were 10-1. He was averaging 37 points per game with that offense. And then over the last 4 games of the regular season and the Saints' 2 postseason games, it just was horrible after that. Weeks 12 through 17, they went 4-2. They averaged 20 points a game, 146 completions out of 211 attempts, 69%. Those first 11 weeks, 76% and 37 points a game. The yards per attempt went from 8.8 to 6.7. The TDs went from 29 to 7. In the last 5 weeks, he only threw 7 touchdowns. He threw 5 picks. His rating went from 127.3 to 88.7. Quarterback rating 87.1 down to 52.9. So what do you think happened at the end of the season last year? That he just that the toll of the season, the games get harder, the schedule gets harder, everything's harder. You know, let's face facts. The NFL season to me is all about weeks 12 through 17.
Yeah, that's the money time. That's where you make it happen. Look, I think that we've seen with some guys as they get older. I mean, Manning out of nowhere dropped off a cliff, right?
Right.
I mean, out of nowhere. Yeah, that couple big years in Denver and then just boom, just fell right off the cliff. They still won the Super Bowl that year, but he fell right off the cliff. Brady hasn't done it yet. Was this the last couple weeks of last season the start for Drew? I don't know. I think that early in the year is going to be very telling for how that's going to go for him.
They're saying he was bad on the road at the end of the year.
Yeah,
but his
mean,
games
he's
were
always
like...
been kind of bad on the road. I mean, not bad on the road, but his numbers are always different.
But people
home
say
and
that
road.
Weather would have been a factor late in the season, but they weren't. They played in Dallas inside,
yeah,
Tampa
not...
outside, and then it was 50 degrees in Charlotte. And the coldest game of the season was a 39-degree road game against the Bengals in November. They didn't have any bad weather.
No, they did not.
Do you think he's hitting a wall?
I think that we need to see early on when we get to September, was last year the end, the start of something, or was it just a blip on the radar?
The Bucs signed former Broncos starter Darian Stewart to a contract. And let's see. I'm going to save the fantasy football stuff for tomorrow.
Sure.
Why not? Because we'll have more time to spend on it. Hurts impresses Lincoln Riley, but the quarterback job is still up for grabs. What a crock of Shaq that is in Norman. You know that's a lie.
I just don't get why the cloak and dagger. I just don't understand why.
You know he's starting.
Just say that the dude's your quarterback. Like, what is
don't
the...
you think it drives a nail into the kid's confidence that you won't name him the starter? Or do you think he already has told him you're the starter? I just don't
Maybe
want the public
to know. He
just
hasn't told
it.
The media. He has to have told the kid.
Penn State football may be featured on an HBO show similar to Hard Knocks. Now, I can't believe, to be honest with you. Like,
I know where you're going, and I'm with you.
That they would let this.
Yeah, no, I cannot believe that after, look, I know some time has gone by now.
Right.
I get it. And it's not just them, right?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's not just them either. I think it's Arizona State. There's a couple of teams. I think that are in the – I don't know if it's going to be a multiple teams or if they're going to pick between all those teams, but there's a few teams in the mix there, but I'm with you. I know a couple years have gone by.
Okay, so Arizona State, Washington State, Penn State, and Alabama would be featured in this series, and then HBO's not released any statements. You have a problem with them already getting an inside look at Penn State football after everything that happened with Penn State football?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, can we, like, not feature – their program has been rebuilt, those days are over. We get that. You can't.
It wasn't that long
ago. They weren't slapped with anything major. We know that because they're right back to big time
except
football.
For hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits.
I'm talking about the football program. I don't know. Are people going to be that open to all of a sudden putting them right back in the limelight?
Oh, yeah.
Big
they already are
limelight?
On the
They're
limelight.
Already are,
they play
I'm
on
saying,
national television games left and right.
But I'm saying this is different. Doing something like this is different.
After suffering a knee injury in competition last week, Kelly Olynyk of the Heat will be unable to compete for Canada in the FIBA World Cup. He'll be allegedly ready for the start of the season. The Lakers are currently the most popular bet to win the NBA championship. Here you go. The most popular bets to win the championship. Lakers 1, Sixers 2. Please. Nets 3 with Kyrie, no Durant. They're not winning it without Durant, right? So I don't think Kyrie Irving can win a title with
no.
the Nets. The Warriors 4, and they're not winning it without Thompson and Durant either. You know, they're not playing, they're not winning. They're not winning the title without them, in my opinion. I do you think they can win it with just – because they've won it before without Durant. Do you think they could win it with Green, Thompson, and Curry?
Yes.
Just those three.
Yeah.
And then the Clippers are the fifth most popular bet. They're saying these are must-see games. Here we go. Blazers at Warriors, November 4th. I could live without it. Clippers Rockets. We can't get enough of watching James Harden's ISO ball. Nets Celtics, November 27th. That Clippers Rockets, November 13th. Lakers Pelicans, November 27th. I'm assuming, is that like Thanksgiving or something? Clippers at Raptors, December 11th. And then Clippers at Lakers, December 25th. That's Christmas Day. Rockets at Thunder, January 9th. What a thrill that'll be for everyone. Bucks and Nuggets in Denver, March 9th. Bucks at Sixers, April 7th. And Warriors at Lakers late in the season, April 9th. Those are must-see games, according to people.
Must-see.
Your boy Brian Compton, B-Comp, checked in today. 50 days now, 49 days until opening night in the NHL.
Can't believe how fast the offseason goes.
So Daniel Cormier, after Stipe this weekend, it's John Jones or bust. He's going to retire if he doesn't get a John Jones.
Sounds like John Jones isn't having it.
He's not having it. He's like, I'm not fighting him again.
I already beat that guy's ass twice. Why do I got to fight him again?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, honestly, isn't that what it comes down to?
It really does. Boomer Esiason, our buddy, a new show going to be a one-on-one interview program that airs on weekends on various channels and days and times across the United States, including CBS in New York. So Boomer, now I guess that's why he's leaving Showtime. He's getting his own show.
Sounds that way.
Very popular. Here you go. This is a note from Russell Wilson. Football. We love them both. Football and football. F-U-T-B-O-L. Chara and I are fired up. Is that her name? Ciara?
Ciara.
Chara, did I call her? Remember that chick? What was the chick's name? The crazy one? Chara?
I have no idea.
Don't you remember the blonde, the one that she was the dancing, celebrity? Do you remember that chick, Chara?
No.
She spoke Spanish.
I don't know.
You remember her? Russell Wilson and Chara are owners of the Seattle Sounders. What do I know this chick, Ciara? She's hot. I know that. Is that her name? One of the best franchises in the world in the MLS. Can't wait for our kids to grow up loving soccer. Family is everything. There you go. Russell Wilson, owner of the Seattle Sounders. Coco Gauff. Is that her name? Get a name correct for us. Cliff Drysdale checking in.
Hey, Cliff. Almost time. We're going to have you here in the New York area.
Scintillating tennis is on deck. The schedule is late August. Of course, the U.S. Open in Flushing, New York at the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center. Pharrell, we're very excited to be with you in Cava High on a nightly basis.
I have to bring you over for a nightcap at the Offside Tavern.
Fabulous plan by you, Cava High. A wild card given to Coco Gauff as she's ready for the U.S. Open after the scintillating performance at Wimbledon
on the lawn. Probably go out in the first round this time.
It's Cliff Drysdale checking out on the Pharrell Radio program. Skier Bodie Miller's wife, Morgan, expecting twins a year after their daughter drowned in a pool accident. She's now expecting twin boys in the fall. They announced on the Today Show, which they've been on multiple times, talk about the dangers of swimming pools. And kids drowning. Six sports bars in Washington, D.C. have applied for a sports betting license. D.C. Signed legal sports betting into law in January, but won't be ready for the football season. It's very frustrating. Legal sports betting in the Midwest is heating up. Betting in Iowa will start this Thursday. Betting in Indiana currently has a timeline to start as early as September 4th. Nice plan there. September 4th is the Wednesday. The day before the NFL season starts. That's a great plan by Indiana. Chris Cuomo from CNN, the anchor man, threatened to throw a man down a flight of stairs for calling him, quote, Fredo, end quote. And Cuomo compared it to the N-word, and it got quite the reaction today all over the world. Everyone's talking about.
He was heated at those guys.
Is that the governor's son or brother? Of New York. I know he's in the family. Is that his brother? Is that his son? I can't keep track of it. I think it's his brother, actually. They're about the same age. I think the governor's a little older than Chris Cuomo. The lineal champ Tyson Fury's fight with Otto Wallen has been made official by Top Rank. The fight will take place at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas on September 14th. There you go, on ESPN+. Andrew is his is Chris's brother, so I was on the money there. I think it's his brother. It is. Fury's 28-0-1, 20 knockouts. He turned 31 on Monday this week. He'll be making his fifth defense of his lineal title, which is meaningless. There's no such thing to me as the lineal champion. Is that the most ridiculous thing in the world?
Absolutely ridiculous.
Lineal? They don't even have a belt for that. It's just you make it up.
So is this another squash job? Is that what this is?
Bro, he's fighting some guy named Otto Wallen. I mean, this guy, Fury, he really knows how to fight ham and eggers.
Is he going to come out in the Apollo Creed outfit again?
He must.
Is he going to do that whole thing?
Otto Wallen is a world-ranked fighter at his 6'5 and a half.
You know what? I want him to come out in the Apollo Creed garb when he fights Deontay Wilder.
He's a southpaw. It'll bring its own obstacles. Who's he kidding? Wilder is who we want to see him fight again. That's all that matters.
But they've said already he's fighting Wilder, right? Early next year.
I guess. Wallen is 28 from Sweden and aims to ruin plans for Wilder Fury 2. I don't know when that is. He's due to meet, Wilder's due to meet King Kong Ortiz in a rematch November 9th at a site to be determined. I have no idea when they're going to fight.
Said early 2020.
There you go. It sounds very exciting. All right, Matt, great job tonight filling in for Mafia.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good job. Good luck here. I'll be rooting for you. Pirates up 10-7 on the Angels, and the Rays lead the Padres 7-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, nobody on. The Padres are in big trouble. Hosmer's up 3-for-4 with a double, a couple of singles. Make sure you can listen to 4 hours of the show uninterrupted on the radio.com app. For Matt and Carver, I am Pharrell. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Working with the league to make sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.